Auckland bus commuters could be in for a free ride next week as striking bus drivers refuse to accept payments. The free fares will affect about half of Auckland's bus routes after members of the First and New Zealand Tramways unions voted down a pay offer made by NZ Bus. From Monday to Friday, drivers will turn down cash payments and encourage people not to tag on or off. New Zealand Bus says the unions are asking for pay increases of nearly 45% and they hope to resolve the situation as soon as possible. John Bond reports.
Free bus trips, a bit of a hit in Auckland.
It's a pretty good idea, actually. Please keep for longer.
Oh, I think it's actually a good idea what the bus drivers are doing. Stand for their rights of what they're wanting and needing.
Yeah, it's a difficult job, you know. They're driving all day and they deserve something better for them, yeah.
Except for the grumpy ones that don't pick you up when you're in a hurry.
You know, that's really good. Like, they are not stopping the service. At least they are giving service to the customers.
It's a positive way to strike, I guess.
800 drivers employed by the NZ Bus Company voted against a company settlement offer and instead for a positive strike. First Union's Jared Abbott says the strike lets the company and Auckland Transport know drivers aren't getting a fair deal without disrupting passengers.
It's a way that the community can continue to get to and from work and still get some bang for buck out of the ratepayers' money. But it also sends the message directly to Auckland Transport, who really are the economic employer here.
Mr Abbott says NZ Bus have their hands tied by Auckland Transport, which contracts them for the service. He says Auckland Transport drove such a hard bargain that now there's no money to lift poor standards for drivers.
What's really going on is there's not really any room for these companies to negotiate because they're locked into contracts that essentially don't have room to move in terms of the funding model.
That's the public transport operating model, government legislation from 2011, brought in with an intention to move public transport services towards being fully commercial and not reliant on public subsidy. Mr Abbott says the drivers, working split shifts with time off in the middle of the day, are paid between $18 and $22 an hour, but want closer to $25.
We saw bus drivers' conditions in Auckland drop by around 30% and they've never made their money up.
NZ Bus says it's very disappointed that it's come to this after two meetings on pay discussions. CEO Barry Hinckley says the unions have asked for pay increases of nearly 45% for time and a half on weekends and double time after midnight. He says the door's still open to continue negotiations and wants the situation fixed as soon as possible. Auckland Transport says they're working closely with the bus industry and unions and want to improve drivers' pay and conditions, but it will be bus companies which will be liable for any fares not collected.
I'll just make sure I'm catching a bus that day.
For Checkpoint, Jordan Bond.